Welcome to Focal Points, an Enphoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell. This is the place to be to learn how to build a photography business that you love. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Dori Howell. I'm so glad that you are joining us here for episode number 61 of the Focal Points podcast that is brought to you by my friends at Enphoto. I am so glad that you are here today because I'm going to be talking about something that might be a little bit controversial and might be a little bit against some of the things that you've heard in the past from different mentors, different coaches, from other experienced photographers. And I think it's really, really important. And if you have issues with having the confidence to charge what you need to be charging to stay in business, this episode is actually totally for you. We're going to debunk a lot of kind of coach talk, and we're just going to dive into it. And I really am kind of excited about this. But before I get started, I do really want to say that this idea came to me to discuss this specific topic. This idea came to me by scrolling through the interwebs like we do. And I saw a quote that said something like, "Charge your worth is one of the most dangerous ideas that has been sold in the coaching industry today." Because it's not just photographers that deal with this idea of people telling them to charge their worth, know their value, that type of thing. It kind of goes across the board with a lot of different creative fields and other solopreneurial opportunities, right? So I really, that just stuck with me so much. Charge your worth, charge your worth. And so all the research that I did after the fact for this particular episode is all mine. But if any of you know where this thought came from, I would love to give credit where credit is due. I lost the reel. I couldn't go back and find it or anything like that. And I just thought this was a really, really just interesting comment and thought when it came to coaches and so forth, or even other professionals telling other professionals to charge what they're worth. And where we see this primarily in the photography industry is we see it in Facebook groups. We see it in coaching sites. We can see it in small groups. We can see it in masterclasses. There's a lot of places where you see this idea of charging what you're worth and knowing your value. And the thing is, we can't charge your worth, and we're going to get into that. But the first thing that I want to say is that your value as an entrepreneur has nothing to do with your value as a person. They are two completely, totally different things. And I think most people know that, but sometimes, especially when you're new, it's hard to take all these ideas and really separate what applies to business, what applies to my life, how am I going to interpret all this and make it work for me? Your value and your worth is priceless. It has nothing to do with how successful your business is, how successful any other venture is, how unsuccessful your business is, how much money you make, how many clients you have, how many people you have following you on social media. None of those factors have any bearing on what your value is as a human being. Your priceless value was determined the moment you were created. You were created a unique and beautiful, priceless being. And none of those other factors have anything to do with how incredibly valuable you are. And what happens is that we start to get tied up into these things of thinking like, oh my gosh, if I don't make enough money, that starts to affect our self-esteem. If we don't have enough clients, we start to feel bad about ourselves and everything. And learning to separate those things, I think, is really, really helpful and healthy for everyone. So when I hear people say, charge your worth, know your worth, where does that come from? Well, the main idea is, you know, for someone like me who's been around in the industry for over a decade, you know, in a couple of years, it'll be 2 decades, which is horrifying in and of itself. But I've been around a while. I've seen a lot of things. I've coached a lot of photographers. I've been in a lot of Facebook groups. I used to run a Facebook group that was for 62,000 people. And we saw a lot of posts every single day of price sheets, of pricing questions, and that type of thing. And almost inevitably, someone would post a price sheet where the prices were a little bit low. And the comments would start to come in and say, you need to raise your prices, you need to charge your worth, you need to charge your value, you're providing such value to your clients, you need to charge more. And in a lot of cases, I was really confident in telling people to raise their prices when I understood. I would go in and I would kind of stalk their profile a little bit, you know, and I would find out where they were from, what they did for their businesses, what niche they were specialized in. I would look at their website and all those different factors before I would answer them. I did a lot of research when people posted questions in that group before I answered, because I felt that that was really important. I wanted to know a little bit about them before I blatantly just said, you need to raise your prices. You are not charging enough. And a lot of people can say, well, how do you know I'm not charging enough? Like, where does that come from? And I'm sure there's people listening today who have been told I don't charge enough. Well, how do people know that? Because they'll say, well, you don't know where I live. You don't know the demographics. And the thing is that I would do that research before I would answer that question. I would find out where their studio is located. I would find out the median income. I would find out the primary industries in their area. I knew what other photographers charge in that area. I'd find out the population, all those different factors that go into setting prices, right? So, and the other factor in this is all of our equipment basically costs the same no matter where we live. I don't know people in rural Idaho are getting deals from Canon on their equipment or Profoto on their equipment just because they might live in a more rural, more socioeconomically depressed area versus me who lives in Washington, D.C. It doesn't happen. So all of our stuff basically costs the same. So when I'm working with someone in their pricing, my number one goal is to make sure that they're at least pricing enough to cover their expenses. That's the first hurdle. You have to have your prices high enough so that based on the amount of sessions you do per year and your clientele and business expenses that you're at least breaking even. And many times when people posted in the Facebook group and their prices were a little bit low, I just knew they were not breaking even. It wasn't about price. It wasn't about making a profit. It wasn't about even saving for retirement or covering bills. It was just like covering your basic business expenses. So a lot of times when people posted those things, I could just automatically know they're not charging enough because they're not covering expenses. Unless they want to do 400 sessions a year, which isn't reasonable for anybody, they're not covering their prices. So that's how I knew. And I would start the conversation of you need to be charging more. But a lot of people just say you need to charge your worth. Well, the thing that's so, so dangerous, unless you truly dive into the demographics for that particular photographer based on where they're located in their specialty, like I mentioned earlier, is that it's such a subjective thing. Worth is completely subjective when it comes to what we provide as a non-required, non-essential service to our clients. What we think it's worth is something. What our clients think is worth, it's worth is something else. And so just telling someone to charge what they're worth, you're looking at it from your perspective. They're looking at it from their perspective. I'm looking at it from my perspective. And all of those perspectives could be wrong unless you really dive into things. It's really challenging to quantify the value that we bring to the table just based on our and what we think we're worth or what our personal qualities are. It's ultimately determined what we charge needs to ultimately be determined by the market dynamics of where we live, our competition. And yes, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. We are in a competitive industry. And I know that if I don't do it, my client or my prospect will go to the photographer down the street because they don't see the difference between the two of us. So, and that's a conversation for another time of setting yourself apart in your market. But really, the value of what we provide needs to be determined based on our market dynamics, our competition, our customer demand, not based on what we think our self-perceived worth is. You have to put in the kind of the base of what we need to be charging. Like it is, it's your equipment, it's your cost of doing business, it's your and those items can be your insurance, your internet costs, your camera, your cell phone bill, your lab fees, all of those different things that you had to bring into the table to just make sure you're being profitable. Now, there's also market factors that determine what we should be priced at, okay? And those market factors can be wide and very varied, but really, you need to be doing your market research, need to understand your customer needs, and you need to take a look at your competitive landscape when it comes to where you work and what you do. Like I said, We live in a very competitive market. And some of us who want to be photographers don't have the courage or the know-how to really get ahead of where we are. And that's something that's really important to consider. So we need to consider things like our production costs, our customers being willing to pay what we want to charge, what the perceived value is, and also what our profit margins are. We just can't simply charge what we believe that we're worth without considering some of these external factors. Because if we don't do that, if we don't do the research, if we don't dive in and really see what our market can really withstand when it comes to what we want to charge, you could overprice for your market. You could have a lack of demand in your market, or you may not, like we saw so often, you may not even be covering your costs. And that's like the kiss of death for a new business. You have to make sure that you're considering all these things. So you can't just flippantly say, oh, you need to charge your worth. Well, how do you know my worth? You don't know my expenses. You don't know what my market's like. You don't know what the demand is like in my market, all of those different things. And photographers are notorious for going into business and not looking at all of these factors, specifically the demand of what they're doing in their current marketplace. Now, if you live in a large metropolitan area, that isn't as big of a deal because there is such a high demand and we can serve only so many people every year, right? But if you live in a really, really small area and there are already, say, a population of 15,000 people, and there are already 15 photographers in your area that do what you do, once you kind of ratchet it down, you need to think realistically, does my market need my services? And can I set myself apart enough that people will want to leave their current photographer and come to me? And really only you can answer those questions, but it's just something to consider when it comes to marketing your business, right? So the thing is, many of us, we want to satisfy the needs and the wants and the desires of the people who hire us and our target customers, right? And we need to be able to charge what we believe we are worth so that it aligns with what our target customers are willing to pay. That's like the perfect scenario. The thing is, though, is that it takes a while sometimes to find those things. In fact, I would say that I really didn't get to my happy spot until I had been in business for maybe about 8 years. And I live in a large metropolitan area. I was a family photographer. We're a dime a dozen around here. But it took me a long time to be able to get my business to a place where I was happy with the people that were coming into my studio. I knew all of them would probably charge pay a certain amount for my services. And I catered to that. But here's the thing. Our businesses are dependent about finding a balance between what we create and finding the clients that what we create appeals to. And that can be tricky. It can take a while. So how do you do that? You need to set yourself apart, right? You need to set yourself apart so that people can see the difference in your service, the difference in your process, the difference in your pricing, and everything else. It needs to be able to be seen. And the fact of the matter is that many people who come into your infrastructure when it comes, they send in an inquiry, they can't see the difference. They don't understand the difference between IPS and all-inclusive, right? They want to know how much you cost. So if you can't set yourself apart, and yes, you can have a very fancy website, you can have beautiful imageries and all those things. And those are things that are important to us. But what is truly important to your prospect when they want to book you? And many times there's a disconnect there between what we think is important and what they think is important. So you need to be able to find the people that see the same things and find the importance in the same things that you do. And being able to set yourself apart is really key. And one way that you can set yourself apart is by providing beautiful, beautiful, top of the line, heirloom quality products to your clients. And I know a vendor you need to go to check that out. And that's Enphoto. They got a special going on. So let's hear about that now. Are you tired of generic photo albums that don't do your stunning images justice? Now, trust me, I have ordered samples from almost every lab, literally every lab. I have a stack of them probably 50 albums high in my storage room, and I love N Photos albums. I have seen them all. You need to look no further than N Photos' range of beautifully handcrafted albums made with the finest materials. These albums are the perfect way to showcase your photos in a way that truly, truly makes you look like an awesome photographer. And the best part, as a listener of the Focal Points podcast, you can get a 75% discount on your first sample album by signing up for an account using the link in our show notes. Visit focalpointspodcast.com and start showing your work off in a beautiful, beautiful way. All right, so we love these products from Enphoto. They can set us apart. They can provide beautiful, beautiful packaging and products for our clients so they can enjoy their images for years to come. And that's what we all want from our clients, for our clients, right? So we talked about the difference in developing and delivering unique value. We talked about having more of a customer-focused approach that we prioritize and meet the needs and the expectations of our target clients. We talked about market factors and how pricing decisions need to be based on market research and understanding customer needs. And we talked about how all of this is so subjective. Unless you're really, really digging in and putting the data behind it, having someone tell you to charge your worth is not helpful in any way, shape, or form. But when it comes to pricing and when it comes to charging, what we also need to realize is that pricing is flexible. And I always say that my process and my pricing is a living, breathing part of my business, meaning that it's going to change. It can ebb and flow. What I charged 3 years ago may not be what I charge now, and it's going to adjust, right? So pricing strategies in business, they often involve the need to be flexible and having to adapt to market conditions. So if someone tells you to charge what you're worth, what that does is that suggests a fixed static pricing approach, which I don't believe is the right way to approach our business as photographers. I think pricing is something that needs to be addressed every year, annually, whether you tweak your prices within your structure. So say you charge the same session retainer and you charge the same for delivering certain images, but inside that pricing structure, you notice and you take inventory of what people bought before in the previous year and how you can maybe have a goal of each year having each client spend $100 more per session. Now that may not sound like very much, right? $100 more per session. But if you made $100 more per session and you were booking 40 clients a year and your cost of doing business did not change, that meant that that year you gave yourself a $4,000 raise. And now that's being very conservative. I actually tell my coaching clients that they need to try and every year get set their pricing so it makes sense that they'll be making at least $200 more per session per year. And if you do 40 sessions a year, that means you've given yourself a raise of $8,000 gross for that year. That also helps with inflation. And inflation in the past few years has been very high. So if you're giving yourself those incremental, quote unquote, raises, then you can also offset any price increases, inflation, you know, price increases from labs and that kind of stuff of your products, you can help offset a lot of that. So you need to have pricing that can be very flexible in nature when you need it to be. That's the advantage. This setting your pricing is not a set it and forget it scenario. I change my prices and adjust my prices when I see certain things. And when I'm coaching new photographers and they're setting their prices, they're like, okay, I think I got my prices done. I'm always very, very, very careful to say, within the next 2 to 3 clients that you get, you're going to see any holes that you have in your pricing and you're going to change it. So don't get too caught up in pricing needing to be perfect. Don't let that slow you down in starting your business. If you're at the point where you need to start your business, just throw it out there. And I promise your clients will find the loopholes in your pricing. They've done it to me every single time. Every single price change that I've had to make, every single adjustment that I've had to make has been because a client has bought something I really didn't love so much, or I found out that the cost of, I wasn't charging enough based on the cost of goods. There's a lot of different things and a lot of different moving factors, but your clients will find those loopholes immediately. And then you just change it for the next client. You are under no obligation to keep your pricing at a certain point for any certain period of time. You can change it at any time. And if people tell you to charge what you're worth, like I said, it suggests having a fixed pricing approach. And that's not always the best idea for dynamic markets. We need to adjust our prices based on certain things like market trends, demand fluctuations, product costs, or changes in what we offer. All of those things are things that other businesses do without fail. So why do we sit back and think that we don't need to do it? Everyone needs to do this. We need to make sure the data supports what we're pricing at and then go from there. And if you need to raise your prices, sometimes we really struggle with doing that. It's a personal thing. We don't want to lose clients. Sometimes we need to lose clients so we can get to that next level. We don't like losing clients. We want, you know, when we've spent the time to build a customer base, we don't want to make them upset. We want to take them with us wherever we go. But ultimately, your client base could be stopping you from reaching the levels that you want to reach in your business because you're not willing to let them go. But if you let them go and realize that not everyone's going to follow you, but you open and you raise your prices to the next level and you realize you can reach better clients that way, don't let that hold you back. Don't be scared that you're going to lose your clients before you make that next move. And it's real. Trust me. We all have had this issue. No one wants to leave loyal clients behind. We don't. When I raise my prices to a certain extent, usually what happens is most clients will come with me for the first year. But once I bump them up again, I usually do lose them to another photographer. And that's just the nature of the beast. That's just the way that it works. I'm thankful for the time that I had them, but I kind of compare this to when I tell my daughter, when she's having issues with like friends and that type of thing. I always say, you know, people are brought into our life for a season or a situation, but they're not always going to be in part of our lives for a lifetime. And understanding and accepting that clients are the same way, they might just be part of your business for a season. They might just be part of your business for a sale. They might just be part of your business for, you know, a certain kind of session. They're not necessarily going to be your client forever. Now, as you establish your business more and more, you will find those diehard clients, those ride or die clients that are going to stay with you no matter what. But as you grow and as your prices grow and you get better at what you do and more efficient at running a business, you're going to have to change those prices and not everyone's going to come with you. But don't let that stop you from doing what you need to do so that you can see the growth and everything that you need as a business owner. So charging what you're worth, I think, is incredibly, incredibly dangerous advice because I said, I think we need to be sure that we're basing our pricing on a good chunk of very solid data. Numbers don't lie. And that's one thing that I learned from one of my mentors is that when it all comes down to it, we might feel a certain way about our pricing. We might feel a certain way when it comes to our clients. But when you really get down, you have to look at the data. Are you living in an area that can support the kind of business that you want to run when it comes to what you offer? How many people you can have in your area, how many people you can service a year, all those different factors are something that is really, really important. So if you see this happening in a Facebook group and people say, you need to charge more, your work is beautiful, you need to know your worth, understand that if people are telling you that, they are not in your shoes. They don't understand completely everything that goes into your business. So take that with a grain of salt. But if you've been giving that advice, please understand that that's really not that helpful. And if you want to be helpful to photographers and raise them up, we need to be a lot more concrete about what we offer them as far as advice when it comes to actually running a profitable business that's going to do them a favor in the long run and be able for them to stay in business for a long time so that they can use their business to do what they want to do in life. Because we know, like I said at the beginning, your value is not determined on the success of your business. It is not determined on how much you charge. It is not determined on how many clients you have or how many followers you have on social media. You are valuable just because you are you. And don't get tied up in putting your value when it comes to your business. Keep those separate. And your pricing for your business needs to be based on tangible, real numbers so you don't get caught up in all of this. Hopefully this has helped. I loved putting this podcast together. Like I said, as soon as I saw that idea that it was not good advice to tell people this, I really did a lot of research of finding why it wasn't a good idea, how it was so unhelpful to people who might be listening. And I hope that you have found it helpful too and a little eye-opening as well. Thank you so much for joining us for the Focal Points podcast. Thank you so much for my host and my sponsor and photo. And we will see you guys next week. Hey everyone, I hope you've enjoyed the program. I have a quick request. If you've enjoyed this program or enjoyed other programs that we've brought to you courtesy of Focal Points and InPhoto, I would love for you to head over to Spotify or iTunes and leave us a review. These help us more than you know when it comes to getting the word out about the program and how we can help other photographers who might be dealing with some of the same struggles that you are. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your review today.